What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. I'm watching the funeral for that slain NYC cop who was killed in the barrage that happened this week. Question, why are the NYPD allowing Mr. Zoran, I hate cops, Mandani to attend? You may remember when Officer O'Connor, now Sergeant O'Connor, posthumously was killed. The police would not let Larry Krasner anywhere near the hospital when he was trying to walk in. I don't think this guy belongs there. For what? He hates the cops. But Politico tells us the other side. They're glomming on to Trump derangement syndrome. They have a big article up today saying the rise of Zoran Mandani derangement syndrome. Zoran derangement syndrome, they're calling it. You know, like the real Trump derangement syndrome. The mere mention of his name generates intense hostility. Every one of his online posts, no matter how dated, sends his enemies into a blind rage. Nearly every action or public appearance seems to underscore his depravity and unfitness for office. Well, he's a commie. Let's start with that. He's a brat, an elitist, in a fancy place with armed guards in Uganda who wants to attack the very class that he comes from. That's all that he foams at the mouth with this. So that's derangement syndrome. You know what they're doing here at Politico? They realize what I've been saying and what you know. This guy, well, I said yesterday, I told Henry at the end of the show, let me write this down. The road to the midterms leads through the two M's. Mandani, because we're going to use it in every ad we can. Are you with this commie? Yes or no? Because he's going to be the mayor. And the other, Mastriano. Politico, again, another column. They're handicapping the field for 2028. And they say the governors, the guy who is very progressive in Maryland, Wes Moore, governor, Josh Shapiro, neck and neck. And they say, you know, Shapiro could vault ahead of him if he gets to run again against abysmal Doug Mastriano. Everybody in the world saying Doug Mastriano, he's a menace. Well, how dumb is he going to cost the midterms? He'll cost 3 congressional seats, maybe 4 in Pennsylvania, Republicans. That's how. And we lose that. They have control of the House. Mamdani, on the other side, they're not going to get away with it, even with the media and the tank. It's going to be too much. Every ad, everything that we do is going to be about this is your modern Democrat Party. And some of them will be endorsing him. Others will have to answer for it. Now, not as much as Republicans have to answer for something, but they will. All right, so we have that going on as we speak. I don't think the cops should allow him to be at the funeral. Tom, now, you're not welcome here. Defund the police means you don't want the cops. You don't want the racist cops. Now, we're going to talk with Paul Morrow. For a long time, I wanted to get him on from Fox. He is the crime terrorism guy. He's actually been on the Five recently several times. I just think he's one of the best commentators Fox has, and we'll ask him about that in New York, defund the police and all the rest of it. He's here at 12:30. Stacey Garrity is here at 2:30 today. Please, Stacey Garrity. I'm not going to bring it up with her. She'll announce when she's going to announce. But I want to get her name out there because I'm lighting candles. Is that violation of the fire code here? That number of candles? Greg Stocker said only three or four today. That she runs. Because if she doesn't run, I'm convinced it's going to be Doug Mastriano. It can't be. How is this happening? And I know people are consumed with Trump, the national stuff and all that. But Trump's got to be consumed here. Swoop in and tell this guy, yo, sit down on the bench. You're a nut. I don't want you running for governor. Because if you do, you're going to lose these House seats. And then we won't be able to get any of the Trump agenda done for 2 years. They'll go after him. You know what'll happen. I feel like this is a bad movie. We're frozen like the last time. The last time, the Republican authorities didn't jump in and endorse somebody. And we had some good candidates, but too many of them. Barletta, Bill McSwain, Dave White. And this guy has that underbelly of the Republican Party out there in the hinterlands. That's all that he has. He's going to be, and I'm starting to hear people, you know, some people on social media going, well, who are you to say that about Doug Mastriano? Who am I? I'm standing here for the fate of the country. And you're going to dilly-dally and not call this guy what he is, an embarrassment beyond embarrassment, a loser who's just running because he's got just enough maybe to be the nominee if the right people don't jump into the ring. So she'll also be here. Now, Kamala Harris, I just told Dawn, it was on Newsmax. Her book will be out in September, 107 days. You know what she's playing with. I only had 107 days. So I'm on Newsmax with this Democrat strategist, and they're asking him, what will they do on Colbert tonight? And I'll predict, here's what they're going to do. They will say Kamala Harris will be allowed with all of her foibles, all of her just DEI, the face of DEI. That's how she got to where she was. She's going to say, I predicted this, Stephen. Do you remember I told you Trump would be doing this? And I was right. And Stephen Colbert will give her the sign of the cross. Yes, you were right. That will be the whole theme tonight. You were right. You predicted it. So America should have elected you. If the race were held right now, I think Trump would beat Kamala Harris even worse than what we've seen. And look at the stuff she did during the campaign. The layup question. With Hostin. Well, just tell us. Can you please tell us? We'll help you. We'll give you half of the answer. Just tell us how you're different than that moron Joe Biden. Remember that? Well, I can't think of a single thing. Oh, my God. Tagging in Walls as the VP. Refusing to go on Joe Rogan. To even consider that to be a possibility. Okay? Just those three things. She loses all seven swing states. The most amazing thing, she loses the popular vote to President Trump. I didn't think we'd ever see a Republican win the popular vote again, and it wasn't really that close. All right, so Mamdani is trying to fine-tune his approach to the police. He hates the cops. He sees with. Here's the nugget of the day. And I thank God, and Steve, if you're listening, or somebody get to Steve, I'd love to have you on. And talk about how good you are. That's what I want to do. Steve Keeley, Fox 29. points out that ICE has just gone after and captured one of their most wanted. And Henry, I don't even know if he was alive. Andrew may not have been anywhere near here. You wouldn't know the Eddie Pollack case. This is one of the most infamous cases in Philadelphia area history. Eddie Pollack was beaten to death over a multi-block area by animals with bats. And the reason it made national news, people were calling 911, and the 911 operators were both callous and stupid. Maybe stupid should be first. One of them said, "Calm down. I don't know where Ron Street is." Doesn't know where Ron Street is. What the heck? Remember that. I remember it because I still have it home. I might bring them in. We used to call them carts. Andrew, you're not familiar with carts, are you? Henry was, but you know what a cart is?
No. I'm an old soul.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
In radio terms.
Carts are like, that's how you play stuff and everything.
Yeah. Used to be these carts and you pop them in and then you bulk them.
Yes.
You rub them over a thing to get rid of it. I kept these. I never bulked them. Just because it was so, I can't believe this guy saying, "Where's Ron Street?" One 911 operator said, "Well, slow down. Are they metal bats or wooden bats? What is this, the Olympics? Are they metal or wooden bats? They're beating them with bats." God, if you happen to see, if you Google it and then come on any sound, listener, I know, would take them down memory lane with it. Those are the two biggies I remember. But I had a whole array of this. We played it for weeks. That guy now, and you're probably saying, "Well, wait a minute, didn't they go to jail?" I went back and I can't get the full account. I think they got 10 to 20 years for killing Eddie Pollack. Must have gotten out here illegally. So this whole Eddie Pollack thing, I'm bringing it back to, this is the Trump, get these people out of the country. That's who's still here. Someone who committed these acts and then is out there committing more acts. I don't know why he wasn't deported. Oh, I know why. Democrats were in charge. When did he get out of jail? Why was he still around? He's Asian, I believe, that he wasn't deported. And people on Twitter are attacking Steve Keely for putting this up. What? It's just an example of what the Trump program is doing. It's taking notorious people like this who somehow or another looks to be still relatively young. Maybe he was only in jail 10 years for killing Eddie Pollack, and are out there committing violence and mayhem again. See if that's reported anywhere else other than with Steve Keely and Talk Radio 1210. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for the work you do every day. But where's Ron Street? What kind of bats are they? There was a whole array of these. One, it was a girl who was stricken. Henry, I mean, they beat him to death, as I remember it. He died on the, well, he didn't die there, but I mean.
It was I'm reading about it right now.
Yeah, on the steps of a church. Mm-hmm. And this guy's going to the girl, "You're going to have to calm down or I'm not going to take your call." What? She's seeing blood gushing all over the place on the steps of a church. And I think, as I remember, their union was so strong, none of them got fired. Where's Ron Street? It's like an all-time top 10 Philadelphia, only in Philadelphia. Where's Ron Street? You're on Ron Street. Give us a call, 855-839-1210. All right, so we got Paul Morrow. I'm going to talk to Guy Shiraki about, see what he thinks with Mastriano and what's happening here. And Stacey Garrity, big guest, thanks to Henry, 2:30 today. We'll talk with her about an array of things, how much Democrats are coming at her. They're afraid of her. The Republicans are going to endorse in September. I'm going to ask Guy at 1 o'clock if she doesn't run. Are they going to endorse Doug Mastriano? I can't do that. I just cannot be part of this whole thing. What do I have to do? What kind of roadblock can I throw in this? Who's out there? There's got to be somebody. Oh, they're afraid of Josh Shapiro. Wow. All right, side question. Yesterday, we were looking at the day in history afterward for the side question, and Henry mentioned this, and I went, "Oh, man, I know this one. It's a perfect side question." This week, maybe it was yesterday, Pete Rose got a hit, and it was 44 straight games. Mm-hmm. So the day would have been today, unless they were off, and the next day, that he got stopped in the 45th game. And I remember, rather than saying, "Oh, it was a good effort to break DiMaggio's record," which is unbelievable record, Gene Garber who pitched for the Phillies, a reliever, was the target of his ire because Gino just kept throwing him changeups. And that offended Pete Rose. You got to give the guy a fastball.
Challenge me.
Challenge me. Throw it by me. I'm surprised he didn't bunt and run him over top. Run over top of him. You know what I mean?
Expect nothing less, honestly.
Yeah, nothing less. So that triggered in me. And Henry even had my answer ready. That's how good it was. And I have no idea what Andrew might say. Mm-hmm. We want an all-time unwritten rule or law. Call it a law in quotes. I'll give you an example. So Pete Rose was saying, hey, you got to challenge a guy in a situation like this. You can't be nibbling. You know, you got to throw him some pitches here. You can't be throwing all changeups. And they may have been outside the strike zone, and he's swinging because he wants to get a hit. It's his last chance to keep the streak going.
Yeah.
So you identified my all-timer and how shocked I was 5 years ago when people started telling me, oh, no, it's not like that in South Philly anymore. When it snows, particularly a fairly heavy snow, and you dig that snow out, that's your space. People in South Philly put an old toilet in there, I've seen. They put an anchor in there. One guy dragged out an anchor. They have every right to that space. Now, I would say this. If it's like an inch or two and it's minimal and you just kind of sweep it out, all right.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about when there's things piled up and you have to get inside your little igloo there.
Yeah.
That's an unwritten law. That's your space. You're a communist. I bet. Is there any doubt Mondami would say, are you kidding me? That's not your space. I'll arrest you.
It's our space.
It's our space. Helen Gim said the same thing. All right. So that's an unwritten rule. There could be unwritten rules in dating, in relationships, mm-hmm. in neighborhoods, in sports. We'll take them in sports, but that's an easy one. So maybe you want to stay away from this. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so I'll give you a real-life one, and I'll give you a sports one as well. The real-life one, I personally can't stand it when people do this. Whether you're getting on a train or you're getting on an elevator, let the people who are getting off get off
yes.
the train or elevator.
Exactly.
I mean, what is the, like, it's not, they're not going to leave without you. They see you're on the steps waiting right. to get on the train, or they see you're on the elevator. Like, they're not going to quickly close the door. Like, yeah. let's get out of here. We don't want this guy on. Like, you're going to get on. You're going to get to your destination just fine on time.
That is
like,
perfect.
Calm down.
Let me add to that. I got on with a woman the other day. For some reason, she went to the back of the elevator. We were only going down three flights. You'd have to stun me with a cattle prod. I'm not getting off until she gets off.
Yeah.
I don't care if it embarrasses her at this point. It's like a new era or something.
Yeah.
I'm staying there. The floor is the elevator and go up and down. You got to get off in front of me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You got to give them like the hand gesture.
Yeah,
you
go, after you.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew.
Well, hold on. I got another.
He's got the sports one.
Yeah, I got a sports one.
He's
got
to say the sports one.
And I'm going to stick with baseball here because baseball has quite a lot of unwritten rules. And I'll take the easy one off. If a pitcher is throwing some sort of no-hitter or perfect game,
right.
don't mention it. Don't say anything about it. Don't go up and talk to him about it. Don't sit next to him in the dog and go, hey, pal, you're pitching a pretty good game out here today.
Yeah. You're doing pretty good over there,
pretty
buddy.
Good. How many hits you got? None?
Wow.
Dude, you're almost perfect.
Did you know that? Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to jinx it by speaking it verbally or even talking to the guy. So, yeah, don't talk to someone who's pitching a gem like that.
Okay, Andrew.
Well, the one I tried to come up with a sports one, but I figured like those are a little too bit too common. And
yes.
We were talking about this yesterday, so I came up with one. If you are entering a building, or if you're leaving a building, or if you're just going through a doorway, or either which way, and somebody's close enough behind you, just hold the door for them.
Mm. Well, what's the distance or what's the time?
Well,
do you want to make that person? I mean, if you do it too much. And the person's relatively slow, then they feel they have to run.
Yeah.
I understand that, but I just feel like it's common courtesy to just hold the door.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold the door for them. I think it's the nice thing to do.
Well, I'm in agreement, but, you know, I think you're evading. You must be a politician here. You're evading. Suppose it makes a person uncomfortable. Instead, you're doing it because you're so generous.
Within 10 feet, I would say.
Okay.
Within 10 or 15 feet, I would say.
I'd give a 3-point line here. Okay.
Well, you're 20 feet
out there. College level.
3-point line.
Yes.
But that to me, like, I can't tell you how many times I've seen, and not to try to, you know, bash younger people and stuff like that, but like, younger people, or, you know, for the most part, younger people, they walk through the door and they just let it go and it slams in somebody's face.
I'll say
my
all time. What is it if I say thank you because you held the door? What's your response?
You're welcome.
Yeah, yes, easy. Rather than, yeah, or okay, Jack, or okay, boss, or something.
I don't always say you're welcome, but sometimes it's like, no problem.
You got it.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I think it's got to be you're welcome. I need a you're welcome out of you.
You could take the Chick-fil-A approach and be like, my pleasure.
That is definitely a generational divide. Nothing wrong with that.
Like, it is.
In my eyes, saying, no problem, like that's the same as saying you're welcome.
I know it is, but that's why I brought it up. I still think we should have your welcome there.
All right. Now, whenever I hold a door for Dom, I got to remember to say you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't you want to say you're welcome? All right. 855-839-1210. Kamala Harris vows to stay in the fight. Oh, man. All right. Get in on the side question. And it's National Lipstick Day, or maybe it was one of the days coming up. I have a question on that. The president today, and we got to talk about this. Henry's in pretty good shape, I think, athletically. And yet he said he might not be able to do them. He is coming up. He is putting into play again for the public schools the presidential fitness test. And you might be thinking, well, what's wrong with that? I commend it. But I bet a lot of these public schools will refuse to do it. Why don't we have the presidential fitness test? I think Kennedy put it in, a Democrat. I'll give you the reasons why they took it out. But wait till we hear the three athletes that are going to be with them. Oh, my goodness. It's a murderer's row. 855-839-1210. Jump in with Dom.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Leslie, Fisher-Pine wants a ruling here, Henry. She says it's an unwritten rule. I believe the person behind you should take over if someone holds the door and a bunch more people are coming through. Wrong, no. Leslie. You have to hold that door. Once you're the door holder, that's it. That's your role.
You're Johnny on the spot.
You can't hold off the door to anyone else. That's it. You got to deal with it.
No, it's not. You can't have a big procession like, all right, you get it next. You get
it
next.
Yeah, right, right.
Next.
We're not shifting doors. We're a civilization. What's happening here? It's the law of the jungle taking over.
Yeah, take the extra 20 seconds out of your day. Hold the door.
You can't hand the door. I'm shocked at Leslie for saying that. All right. 855-839-1210. What is an unwritten law? Coming off Pete Rose and this whole thing with Gene Garber. I wonder what Gene Garber's doing today. By the way, just a couple of random things. We're going to talk with, as I said, Paul Morrow coming up, who I didn't know until I knew he was on today, was an inspector in the NYPD from Fox. He's also their terrorism guy, and they've been using him on The Five. Did you notice that Jack Chitarelli has taken a cop, a sheriff, Think of a guy like Fred Herron. I think it's Morris County as his lieutenant governor. And Mikey Sherrill, who reminds us of kind of a Jersey version of Kamala Harris, she's taken a college president as her lieutenant governor choice. Doesn't it say at all about the two parties? A cop versus a college president? Just an interesting contrast. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. And Joe's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. I missed your opening monologue. Did you say Kamala is staying in the race or staying in the game?
Oh, I said in the game, as far as I can tell. She's not going to run for governor. She has a new book out, 107 Days, her memoir. And she's on Colbert tonight. And I said what she's going to do, previewing the book and to make herself right, and he'll go along, Joe, and they'll both bash Trump. I predicted Trump will do all this stuff. That's going to be the one narrative that through the whole interview. That's what they'll do.
Well, knowing what I've seen, the pattern about the left, they rely on their voters, whoever they may be, having a short memory. So what I've been saying when I first initially heard that was they're going to take her out for a while to reinvent her, like she's going to come into the arena as a whole new person, forgetting how inept she was over the last year. And they rely, I mean, look at the hypocrisy, you know, between Clinton and Obama. We got to get illegals out of here. Now all of a sudden they're for illegals. They count on their voters forgetting that.
Right. And Joe, you know, the title of the book is The Tell. If she had 214 days rather than 107, she would have done worse. She doesn't wear well.
Yeah.
It helped
her. And you know, if my father was my mother, I'd have two of them.
Yeah, exactly. So exactly.
My entry today is, and it's a great story, my entry is you do not approach another woman. You know, you do not approach a woman if she's with a guy, whether it's a date, a husband, or whatever. And I was on my honeymoon, and we met this couple in a layover from Philly to Hawaii. We met them in Detroit. The husband was a kickboxer. And I don't even want to tell you his last name because you'll laugh. You will laugh. Yeah. It's a famous last name.
Okay.
But we walk into this bar in Honolulu, and all of a sudden, this lounge lizard guy comes up to my wife, like virtually smashing a drink in her face. This guy threw him up against the wall, against the bouncers, and the bouncers just let him go to it. You know, and he gave him a schooling. You know, hey, you see her with him. I couldn't even do anything. This guy acted so fast. He threw this guy up against the wall so fast and said, get out of here, you piece of garbage.
That is a definite unwritten law. Thank you, Joe. And look, another one is, you know, don't go after the family. You know, if you're man-to-man particularly, or if it's a female on the other side, you don't then start attacking the kids or attacking the family, engaging in that. Everybody knows that. You know, you don't engage in that. All right, coming up, is it a different guest? I see Perez up here. I'm not sure why. How did that get here? Okay, all right. I know it's a flaw in the system. Paul Morrow would be with us from Fox, one of their rising guys, and a new jeans ad. This time, a guy not nearly as good as Sidney Sweeney claiming he's the king of the summer with a new drink. And we have that on YouTube, I believe. All right, Paul is next. His take on what's going on in New York around Mondani, which is a national story, here on Talk Radio 1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Too many cooks in the kitchen here, so I got the wrong Paul. But Paul Perez is with us. Paul Perez, thanks to the RNC, is the National Border Patrol Council president. And he and the Border Patrol deserve a big victory lap. We ought to do it right around the border. Let's bring Paul in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, welcome to Philadelphia. Let's give you a moment of a victory lap here. Great work by everybody.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Thank you for having me on. And I can tell you, our Border Patrol agents are doing a fantastic job. They're happy to be working for President Trump, and it's only going to get better from here.
What is it explicitly? Was it catch and release? Is that the biggest change, not doing that? What is it explicitly, Paul, that you and they were turned loose to do?
That was the biggest policy change. He turned off the magnet. The end of catch and release let everybody know that if they came and they were apprehended, they were going to be deported or they were going to be detained. No more catch and release, no more free rides into the interior of the country. And so that had the deterrent effect that we knew it would once President Trump put that into place. That was the biggest policy change. The other was remain in Mexico, which meant if you're going to claim asylum, you can do so, but you're going to stay in Mexico. You're not going to get a free ride. You're not going to be able to hang out in the United States while your claim is adjudicated. So those two policy changes were great, but one of the biggest things was he allowed us to do the job that we were hired to do. He took us out of the processing role and actually put us in enforcement, deterrence, and detection role that we wanted to do.
Paul, with all that being said, look, I'm a big fan of the wall, and I've been to the border a couple of times, and the time that I was there, only seven people were apprehended, and this was El Paso, and the reason was I went out with them. My God, how effective it was. It wasn't even during the Trump years. The Biden years were a sieve. Would the wall still be necessary going forward? And how is that going? Is there any more of it built?
Yeah, so we started building wall right away. We started repairing some of the wall. We started putting in the gates that closed the gap. And yeah, absolutely. Everywhere we have a wall, and you know just as well as everybody else, we don't have a wall from Brownsville to San Diego. We have it where we need it, where our frontline agents have determined this is exactly where we need it so that we can control when and where people cross. You know, depending on the manpower that we have available, we can flood a zone or we can let the wall do its work, which is to deter people from coming in that area. So it is effective. It works. And we're building more of it.
The scariest part toward the end of Biden or the last couple of years, at least, Paul, was it wasn't just the incursions from Mexico and the numbers. It was also you were hearing people coming from countries thousands of miles away. We were hearing the Chinese and the like. And then that ratchets up the fear of terrorism. The people that are being stopped now, do you have any sense? Are they near like Mexico, Central America, or are we still seeing people try to get in from other countries?
We're still apprehending people from other countries, but nowhere near the amount of people that were coming in. I mean, we had people from over 160 countries try to make it in that we were apprehending or that we were, you know, releasing because of the Biden administration's protocol that they had on the border. But what we did encounter was thousands of people from China, Iran, you know, other countries that are not people that we would normally release into this country that we now have to go track down because President Biden allowed them in unvetted. Not only those countries, not only the Middle East, but we also had people from Venezuela, you know, El Salvador, Honduras, all these countries that allowed people to come in and that were released unvetted. So he created a mess for us that ice has to go clean up in the interior. And so the Border Patrol agents are holding the line, making sure it's safe and secure so that ICE can go into the interior. Our agents are helping them out too, as well as other agencies. But for the most part, the Border Patrol agents are doing the job that they were hired to do.
Going forward, then, near future, Paul, you're in this line of work. Give us a sense, too. Let's move from the border, what ICE is doing. Give us a sense of how difficult their role is because, as you said, there are millions of people during the Biden years let into the country, plus what was already here, and they have to go in a lawful manner and find them and remove them. Your job is defensive. Theirs has a combination of both.
Yeah, so they're doing targeted enforcement. Mm-hmm. You know, the obvious is to check on the addresses that were given, many of which are false, or many of whom have moved on because they never intended to be in the locations they said they were going to be in. So it makes it a little bit more difficult. But because ICE is doing the targeted enforcement, they're also sacking up all the people that are illegal that we can't and will not turn a blind eye to. So, you know, the millions of people that were released, the millions of people that were already here, if you're illegal and you come across an ICE officer or Border Patrol agent, FBI, ATF, DEA, whoever else is helping us, you're going to be removed. You're going to be deported. And if you've got a criminal record and shouldn't be here, you're going to serve some time in prison. So it made it difficult because, like you said, they allowed millions of people, many of whom have gone to commit horrific crimes. But what we're also facing is lack of cooperation from these sanctuary city jurisdictions. So we have to go to the courthouses. We have to go to the jails. We have to get ICE to honor the ICE detainers. And a lot of these jurisdictions don't want to do that. So we're having to actually wait until somebody gets released that we know they're going to release and go and scoop them up. And, you know, you've seen videos of agents, you know, and of course the rhetoric coming from the left is that our agents are just out there in the streets kidnapping people. What you're not seeing is everything that happens before, including the initial encounter. Somebody's fleeing from our agents. Our agents aren't going to just lay down and not apprehend somebody because they run. We're going to chase them just as all law enforcement officers do. We're going to chase them. We're going to apprehend them. We're going to take them into custody. And that's what a lot of the rhetoric, where a lot of the rhetoric is coming from, because they're only putting, you know, edited clips of our agents in masks, wearing masks for their safety, for the safety of their family, because these people are doxing our agents. So our agents have an obligation to protect themselves and their families and their fellow agents from any harm that's coming from these people on the left, a lot of whom are lunatics. So, yeah, you know, it's happening across the country. We're taking people into custody. We're going to continue doing it. We've done more in 6 months than any other presidential administration has done in their entire term.
Absolutely. Paul, is it as low as zero some days? Could that possibly be? The border's 2,000 miles or so.
It actually is. So, you know, I can tell you there were days under the Biden administration that we had 10, 12, 13,000 apprehensions. There have been days where our apprehensions nationwide are less than 200, you know, in the double digits. And so, yeah, it is the message
shocking.
Has been, you know, the message has gotten around the world. If you come to the United States, it's not the open door policy that President Biden had. It's the end of catch and release. It's the come across. We're going to arrest you. We're going to apprehend you, detain you, deport you, or put you in prison. So that message has gotten across, and it's been very, very effective. The deterrence effect has been effective because President Trump means what he says.
Absolutely. Paul, thank you so much. Thanks for the great work that you guys are doing and women. It is remarkable work, and I'm very glad you came on to High Point It.
Thank you for your support, sir.
All right, Paul Perez here on Talk Radio 1210. The numbers are astounding. Okay, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. Side question today, that unwritten rule. There's a million of them. Think of a really good one. And it just came off that Pete Rose thing. By the way, tip of the hat yesterday, we think it was one of the top 10 all-time side questions as far as response. I think the top 10 are the ones I came up with as far as the ingenuity, but as far as response, it's up there. Nothing will top people calling in and saying the song that Dan should dance to at his wedding with his mom. I mean, that was beyond anything we've ever really. But choosing it at the end, I got to tell you, it was very difficult. So many great girl next doors. And on that note, we now have, I don't think he's the guy next door. I don't particularly like this guy, but it's cut 10, YouTube. .com/1210WPHT. Here is the new Dunkin' ad for the summer. It's kind of a summery drink with a guy who has a starched white shirt on some reason with swim trunks sitting at a fancy pool claiming he's the king of the summer and he gets his tan. I guess he's got good jeans. It's playing off the Sweeney ad. Every time he drinks the Dunkin' Donuts nectar of the gods. Here's how it looks and how it sounds.
Look, I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. This tan? Genetics. I just got my color analysis back. Guess what? Golden summer. Literally. I can't help it. Every time I drink a Dunkin' Golden Hour Refresher, it's like the sun just finds me. So if sipping these refreshers makes me the king of summer, guilty as charged.
I don't think this guy is a Sweeney in that.
The Golden Hour Refresher.
Yeah, he's kind of obnoxious to me, but I don't know. Just
that's not real, is it?
They drink it? You think it's a parody?
No, I think it's AI.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the camera work just doesn't look real to me.
So this isn't a real guy, a real model they made? He looks real to me.
He looks real. I mean, yeah. I thought I was really good at sniffing out AI. I saw a video this morning of like bunnies on a trampoline. And right. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. And then like immediately like AI. Someone was like, that bunny disappears. I'm like, oh,
okay.
Crap,
if he's made up. Yeah.
But like, I don't know. This kind of tipped me off. Maybe I'm way too into it.
But it's a real drink, right? That
Right.
They're playing off the jeans ad, the whole thing. Good jeans and the drink. Okay. The Sweeney, Sidney Sweeney ad, we have more today. We'll play you of people taking all. This is a marketing expert. I may stop this, Henry, a little bit in. This is cut 8. And you got to see this guy, YouTube.com. Making the point, the people who see backlash against this as woke. We're not allowed to say their work anymore. If you say this is woke, these nuts. And I have a great one, a Pilates class woman. What she would do if you like the Sweeney ad and you're in her Pilates class. Listen to this guy. You lack empathy. You lack a soul. If you're saying, yep, I'm so glad this ad was successful. Woke is dead. Listen to this analysis.
So one person who weighed in on all of this was Texas Senator Ted Cruz. He wrote on X, wow, now the crazy left has come out against beautiful women. I'm sure that will pull well. That has gotten a range of reactions online. He's making, obviously, this political connection here. Talk to us about why this so-called woke culture has drawn so much backlash here in the U.S.
I think that is probably poor and lazy attribution. This had nothing to do with left-leaningness. And this had nothing to do with quote-unquote woke, at least the way woke has been repositioned and recontextualized. I think this has everything to do with meaning, how you saw it. You know, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, that's your view on politics. Whether you are progressive in your social leanings or not, it's about what this thing communicated to you, how you translate it, how you saw it. Of course, you know, this is considering the political backdrop and the climate of the country at the moment, this becomes a really good opportunity for a politician like Ted Cruz to jump into the discourse and poke some and point some fingers. But ultimately, at its core, this is just about how people see the world through cultural lenses and make meaning accordingly. And I think that for those who see this as a woke statement, I think this is really a lack of empathy, of realizing that the world is not objective, it's subjective, and we translate the world through our cultural lenses.
Okay, well, let's stop it right there. Okay, we all get that there's no such thing as pure objectivity. But who is it that is the offender here? It's the people reading into this ad stuff and bouncing off it and going too far. they're the ones that are making something out of this. I mean, you know, we try to caution people on both sides. Sometimes the thing is rather minor to have this level of outrage about. And when you go around throwing the word fascism in here with everything and Hitler, then you know you're losing the argument. And then there's a backlash against this. And we have been through cancel culture. We have been through woke for the last 5 to 7 years or more. And people are glad when they lose one. And on this one, they lost one big time. It's a pretty simple thing. Attractive woman selling jeans. We've seen it before. Little twist, a little joke on this. That's all that's here. It's not a Rorschach test. When they make it that, though, then people like Ted Cruz are going to respond and bounce back and say, this is why you don't get it. This is why Americans, the polling, there's actually a poll on this. It's in the 70 percentile who support this ad and don't have a problem with it. All right, phone lines, and I'm coming to you. 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Side question today. Pete Rose, thank you very much, Pete. Unwritten rules. Guy can't throw me change-ups. I'm going after DiMaggio here. Got to throw me at least one fastball. I think he said things like that. And did he say I was betting on myself? I mean, I wasn't betting. All right. Let's go to Bill and Bucks. Let's see this unwritten rule. I may be violating it. I think that's a reason for it. Bill, go right ahead.
I think you might be. Anyway, I just wanted to say that a website is up and running now called Doug for Gov.
Get right on that.
It's active. So somebody better talk him off the ledge. It'll either be Rebbe or the president, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
maybe talk to Greg Rossman, see what he says.
Yeah, he's coming on next week, I believe.
And, oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah. I think we have Stacey Garrity on today. So, Bill, give us your side because it plays into what you and I are talking about.
Yeah, I know. Now, it's the 11th commandment, and I'm invoking Ronald Reagan again. Thou shalt not speak ill of other republics.
All right. And I would say it's like anything else. I'm not signing off on a suicide pact. I'm going to say everything I possibly can and in any way stop Doug Mastriano because I want to save the country. And this guy will not only lose Pennsylvania, and you know it and I know it, he'll lose those congressional seats.
I know that, too. And that'll make the president a lame duck.
Yeah.
For 2 years. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
Somebody talks reasoning into him. But he's hell-bent on going because he's got 25%, like I've said before.
So other than Stacey Garrity, who else would jump in if she does not then to stop? Who would Republicans tag in, do you think?
Boy, that's a tough one. Dave Sunday's not ready.
Right.
But he's on the pass. It is very rare for a state treasurer to jump into governor.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very rare movement. It's usually the state AG, okay?
Right, yes.
Just like Shapiro and Corbett and all the rest of them. So, my opinion is, and ask Guy Ciarocchi. He's coming up in a few minutes.
Yep.
I mean, and I remember him from when he was chief of staff for Lieutenant Governor Foley.
Yes, yep. All right, thank you, Bill. Yeah, Guy's coming up. I mean, I know the attention we have. What is Trump doing at this moment? It's unbelievable. I'm going to talk to you about reviving the presidential fitness test. I'm going to tell you why they took it out. And the reason is, it's too competitive for kids. I'm going to give you some of the stats. Here's one. If you're 17 under this, they say you should be able to run a mile in 6 minutes and 6 seconds. The best I've ever done. And this was running with David Petraeus, who was a maniac.
Mm-hmm.
I came close to 8 minutes, and then I threw up. And he's going, it looks like Dom can't keep up. I don't run 3 miles at the pace these guys were. Henry, by the third mile, every bit of will, I were running over paths with women who were road scholars holding Uzis up.
Oh, man.
And he's running, just talking to me about running for president on a base. And he was the number one target, one of the number one targets in the world with snipers and all. Looks like Dom will have to go back to the camp here.
Tom's got to fall out.
Oh, my God. And I was doing everything I could. How much more could they go? Well, they went 5 miles. I knew I couldn't do it. It was either die or go home. Yeah.
So.
6 minutes and 6 seconds. Do we have anybody out there that can run a mile in 6 minutes and 6 seconds? Why was the presidential fitness test taken out? The president at the White House today is putting it back in. We'll talk about that. But with Guy Shiraki, we're going to ask Guy, what do we do so that Doug Mastriano is not the nominee? Remember, we're not just talking about defeating Josh Shapiro. If he's the nominee, he will drag down every Republican on the ticket. And these congressional races in Pennsylvania, they're going wild. I would suspect they're going to try to pump up Doug Mastriano Democrats by millions of dollars. You saw what he did the last time. Have you forgotten? Not only that, Josh Shapiro will run around saying, look, they love me in Pennsylvania. You ought to make me president. This must be stopped. All right. I hope Guy Shiraki has some names of what will happen here to stop this if Stacey Garrity doesn't run this time. It can't be, can it? Doug for Gov? 855-839-1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.